就在芝加哥的北面。
It was a little bit different when I was a kid.
我小的时候呢，情况不太一样。
We just always were outside.
我们常常在外边玩。
My son likes to be inside and play video games.
可现在我的儿子喜欢待在家里玩电游。
He plays video games. Baseball.
他在电脑上玩棒球。
I used to play real baseball.
我小时候可是打真的棒球。
In my neighborhood, we had a woods and a field and a creek.
在我们那个住的附近哈，有森林，有小溪。
And we would play ball games in the field.
我们在户外就玩各种球游。
And we would search for creatures in the creek.
我们还会在小溪里边找各种小动物。
Fish and crayfish and many different things.
有鱼啊，还有各种各样不同的啊水生动物。
We like to hike through the woods.
我们也喜欢在森林里走路。
Didn't matter, it could be 0 degrees outside or 100 degrees outside, we had fun outside.
不管外面是零度还是一百度，我们在外面总是玩得很开心。
For me, life as a kid was free of worry.
我的小时候应该说是无忧无虑的。
Free of anxiety.
没有什么焦虑的事。
Free of stress.
也没有什么让我觉得压力很大的事。
But, you know, we get older.
可是我们就慢慢长大了。
And the worries of the world begin to creep into our lives.
然后这个世界的忧虑就慢慢进入到我们的生活当中。
And even in high school, you begin to think, where am I going to go to college?
一开始读大学的时候，你就开始想说，我要上哪去上大学呢？
What kind of job am I going to have?
我以后做什么工作？
Who am I going to marry or date or anything?
我以后跟谁结婚呢？
And life continues to get more complicated.
生活变得越来越复杂。
Where once we had no worries as children, now we worry about many things.
我们小时候是无忧无虑，长大了却是有各种各样的顾虑。
We worry about our health.
我们担心自己的身体健康。
And maybe more so, we worry about our family's health.
可能更多还为家人的身体健康担心。
This past week, I wish I could say I'm worry-free, but I'm not.
我希望自己可以说我现在没有什么顾虑，可事实不是。
My son has had very bad allergies from the trees.
我儿子因为对树过敏，所以这个顾虑很厉害。
And on Monday, he woke up with his eyes swollen.
星期早晨醒来，他的一只眼睛肿了。
And I thought maybe he got something from Pastor Wong, but...
我想是不是从黄牧师那里传染的呢？
But no, it wasn't so bad, but he got an eye infection.
当然没有那么糟糕，但是他的眼睛发炎了。
And my wife took him to the doctor's office.
所以我太太带他去看医生。
And he said, well, he has a sinus infection and it's gone to his eye.
医生说因为他的鼻子发炎，所以这个炎症到了眼睛里。
Okay, no big deal. He prescribed antibiotics and eye drops.
所以没什么大不了，医生开一点抗生素和眼药水。
But, that's the word but, he said,
可是我们现在要说可是医生还有讲
If the infection's in the back of the eye, that's a problem.
如果这个发炎到了眼睛的后部问题就来了
He said, then you can get, or he can get meningitis.
那就可能变成脑膜炎
Okay, when you look up meningitis in the internet, there's nothing good about meningitis.
如果你去网上查一查脑膜炎的话没有什么好消息
And so of course we start to worry.
当然我们就开始担心了
And pray
祷告
And fortunately the antibiotics did their work and his eye and the swelling came down
很幸运的是抗生素起作用了所以这个肿慢慢消了
But it's easy as much even I'm a pastor you begin to worry about many things
就算我是做牧师的可是也一样很容易为各种事情担心
We worry about money about relationships
We worry about 我们为钱忧虑，为人际关系忧虑。
We worry about our families.
为家庭忧虑。
Kids want to know how to relate better with their parents.
小孩子希望知道怎么样更好的和大人相处。
Parents want to know how to handle their kids.
大人也知道怎么样能更好的照顾小孩。
And we just don't want to kill each other.
我们可不想会恨的把对方要杀了。
And the list could go on and on.
那这种忧虑的事情还有很多。
And I think if we really think about it, none of us are immune from anxiety and stress and worry.
那我想我们当中没有谁可以说我自己是没有忧虑、没有焦虑的。
Well, what's the prescription?
那药方是什么呢？
It's a call to prayer.
是神呼召我们要祷告。
And we see that in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7.
这个在腓立比书四章六到七节。好，我们一起来读腓立比书四章六至七节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
When we look at this word anxious,
我们看到这个词焦虑，
it means in the Greek to be pulled in different directions.
在希腊文里边，它的原意是说被拉向各个方向。
Our hopes pull us in one direction.
我们的希望把我们指向一个方向。
And our fears pull us in the opposite direction.
害怕把我们带到另一个方向。
And I think that's a good word picture because when we're worried, we're pulled apart internally.
我觉得这个词很形象，当我们忧虑的时候，我们最终就是被弄得四分五裂。
And encouraging believers to live a life of free of anxiety is a concern for Paul.
保罗这里所要讲的是说，他想鼓励信徒们要过一个没有挂虑的生活。
Because it is his desire that those of us who follow Jesus live lives that are exemplified by joy.
他希望鼓励基督徒说，我们的生活应该是向世人显示出我们是没有顾虑的。
In fact, the letter of Philippians is known as a book of joy.
我们大家都知道，腓立比书常常被叫做是一封喜乐的。
The related words joy and rejoice are used 16 times in this short letter.
喜乐的两个词出现了18次。
It's Paul's desire that we lead a joyful life of praise.
保罗希望我们的生活里面充满了喜乐和感恩。
And his prescription to lead a life of joy is to pray.
他给我们过一个喜乐赞美生活的处方式。
And of course, most of us who've been following Jesus for a while would instinctively know that.
我们做基督徒有段时间的人立刻就会知道这是什么。
When we're in need, we should pray.
当我们有需要的时候，我们应当祷告。
And so as we discuss prayer, I don't think I'm necessarily going to be... giving anything new or exciting.
所以我们今天如果讲祷告，我不会讲出什么更多令人兴奋的新的讲道。
But I think a call to prayer is a reminder to us all.
但是我想，让我们祷告是对我们所有人的一个提醒。
Of the importance of prayer.
祷告是多么的重要。
And that as much as we talk about prayer.
当我们谈到祷告的时候
we all probably need some encouragement to grow in our life of prayer.
所以我们可能大家都需要彼此鼓励，让我们自己在生活当中都多多的祷告。
And so we're going to look at the three aspects of prayer that we see in this passage.
所以我们现在看这段经文里边提到祷告的三个方面。
The corresponding result when we pray.
祷告的结果是。
And how to apply this discipline.
以及怎么样应用在我们的属灵训练里面。
Now the first word that we see here, be anxious for nothing but in everything by prayer.
我们这里看到第一个词是说，应当一无挂虑，要祷告。
So the first aspect of prayer is prayer.
所以第一个方面是要祷告。
Now this word is a more general word for prayer.
这是一个关于祷告的一个通用词。
It's beyond just making requests to God.
这里不只是说我们要把我们的要求列出来
but it carries the idea of adoration, devotion, and worship.
它还有另外一个意思，就是我们对神的敬拜、爱慕和赞美。
We're not called to rush into the presence of God.
当神呼召我们来到他面前的时候
and just tell him what we need.
如果我们只是把我们的要的告诉他
so of course in a crisis that's appropriate.
当然在基督里边这是合宜的。
But generally we want to enter the presence of God and we want to worship and adore him.
但是通常当我们来到神面前的时候，我们也应当赞美他感谢他。
We want to praise God for his character.
我们要为神的位格来感谢他。
That he's a loving God.
谢谢他是一个爱的神
that he's our father
他是我们在天上的父
that he sacrificed for us in his son
他为我们做了救赎的祭
that he's also all-knowing and all-powerful
他也是个无所不知无所不能的神
and that he can handle any difficulty that we have in our lives
我们的生活当中不管有什么困难他都能帮助我们
when we begin to see the greatness and majesty of our God our perspective begins to change
当我们看到神的全能和他的尊贵的时候，我们的想法就会改变。
I recently read an article in the New York Times about a woman who shared about her experience dealing with cancer.
我最近在纽约时代上读到一篇文章，有一位女士分享她和癌症做抗争的经历。
And so she said, before I had cancer, I was deathly afraid of flying.
她说我得癌症以前呢，特别害怕坐飞机。
So whenever I got on a plane, my mind went to that place where the plane is going to have a big explosion in the air.
我只要一坐上飞机，我的脑子里就会想到那个飞机爆炸裂成碎片的样子。
But she said after I was dealing with cancer and the pain and the treatment,
但是当我患了癌症要对付疼痛各种治疗的时候，
I was no longer afraid of flying.
我就不再害怕坐飞机了。
She said, actually, when I thought about the plane crashing in the air,
当我想到飞机在空中爆炸的情景，
she said, I thought that would be a good way to die.
那也许是一个死亡的好方式。
And so I'm not suggesting that we think about the worst case scenario of our lives, and that things could be worse.
我这里并不是要跟大家说我们去想象生活当中最糟糕的事情，也有可能更糟。
But rather it's a matter of perspective.
而是提醒大家，这是一个看事情的角度的问题。
This woman's perspective changed because of her circumstances.
这位女士因为她的生活情况发生变化，所以她看事情的方式也变了。
But our perspective can change when we spend time in the presence of God.
但是当我们花时间和神在一起的时候，我们看事情的角度也会变化。
Realizing that He can meet our needs and that He has everything under control.
我们会意识到说。神能满足我们的要求，他掌管一切。
And so as a believer, if we're afraid of flying,
所以如
if we're afraid of flying,
如果我们害怕坐飞机
and we trust Jesus,
但是我们相信耶稣
then we think, well, even if the plane crashes,
所以我们想，即算是飞机坠落
well, I will be in the presence of the Lord.
我也会在神的面前
and I will be in paradise.
我会在天堂里面。
Now, most of us still don't want the plane to crash.
当然，我们大部分可能还是不想要飞机坠落。
But God can give us perspective.
但是神能给我们不同的看事情的角度。
Too often we just rush into the presence of God to share our needs.
可是太多的时候，我们总是急忙跑到神面前，把我们的要求摆到。
But when we approach the throne.With reverence and adoration,
但是当我们来到他的宝座前，心怀敬畏和赞美的时候，
it changes our perspective and begins to calm our hearts.
我们的角度就改变，神的心意就来到我们的心里面。
So the second word that we hear for prayer is supplication.
我们在这里看到了第二个词是祈求。
And this is the actual sharing of our needs and problems.
这就是跟神分享我们的需要，我们的困难。
And so we're called not to half-hearted prayer.
我们
half-hearted.
我们神说我们的祷告不能是三心二意。
But we're called to sincerely go to the throne of grace to let the Lord know our problems.
而是神要求我们来到他的面前，心里诚实，让他知道我们的需要。
There's no issue too small for God.
在神眼中没有什么太小的事。
There's no issue too big.
也没有太大的事。
And though we don't know the result,
实际上我们不知道结果。
God may answer our prayer to our request.
神可能会回应我们的祷告。
Or He may answer in another way.
他可能会用其他的方式来回答。
Nonetheless, we can be assured that God will work everything together for good in our lives.
但是不管是哪种结果，我们都相信说神叫万事互相效力，叫爱他的人得益处。
I'm always challenged by great men and women of prayer throughout history.
在历史当中有很多伟大的祷告伟人，我常常因为他们的例子而被激励。
There's a missionary from the 19th century by the name of George Mueller.
在19世纪有一个属灵伟人乔治穆勒。
And he came to Christ when he was in college.
他上大学的时候信耶稣。
And one of the first things that he announced to his family was that I have become a Christian.
他向他家庭宣告的第一件事情是说我已经成为一位基督徒。
And I feel the Lord is calling me to be a missionary.
我感觉神呼召我要做一位宣教士。
He lives in present-day Russia.
他住在现在的俄罗斯境内。
And he felt God's calling to England.
他觉得神呼召他要去英国。
And when his father found out, he was furious.
但他的父亲知道这个事情以后非常生气。
You can't make money as a missionary.
他说你做宣教士根本赚不到钱。
And you can't take care of your family as a missionary.
做宣教士也没办法照顾自己的家庭。
And so his father announced, I will no longer pay for your university education.
所以他父亲说，从现在起我不再支付你的大学费。
Unless you change your mind.
除非你转变心意。
And so George Mueller felt this is a call of God and I need to follow it, but I also need to graduate, and so he decided to pray.
乔治穆勒想到说，这是神的呼召，我必须顺服。但是另一方面呢，我也需要完成啊，交大学学费。所以他决定来祷告。
He was a relatively young Christian, and so he said, "This thing about getting on your knees as a grown man seems very strange."
他刚刚信主，所以对他来讲，要跪下来去祷告，好像挺奇怪的。
But I have a great need, and I need to tell God.
但是我现在有个很大的需要，我必须跟神谈。
So he asked God to provide for his schooling.
所以他求神供应他读大学的学费。
And after pouring his heart out to God, he received a call from a professor of his.
大概祷告一个小时后，有一个大学的教授来打电话给他。
I'm not sure if they had phones in those days, so maybe he got a visit from his professor.
也许是教授来看望他，当时可能还没电话。
But within 1 hour, the professor said, "We have a research assistantship for you."
结果一小时以后，这个当时教授就说啊，我们有一个助教的职位给你。
And we will pay your full tuition.
我们能够支付你所有的学费。
And so this began his life of faith.
这就是乔治穆勒信心之路的起点。
The Lord would eventually lead him to England.
最终神把他带到英国。
And God led him to care for orphans.
神让他照顾孤儿。
And he didn't have much money as a pastor, but he took in one orphan here and another orphan there.
作为牧师，他的薪水并不多，但是他从各地收回来这些孤儿。
And each time he prayed, enough money would come in to care for the orphan.
每次他祷告的时候，就会有钱来，能够足够应付这些孤儿的需要。
And they said by the end of his missionary life, he had cared for I think 30,000 orphans throughout all of England.
我想当他这一生结束的时候，他大概已经照顾了超过30,000多孤儿。
And it was all through faith, all through prayer.
而这一切都是通过信心和祷告做到的。
And so, I encourage myself and all of us to start like George Mueller, just with the need at hand.
所以我鼓励我自己也是鼓励大家一起像乔治穆勒一样来开始祷告。
When Pastor Mueller first prayed, he wasn't thinking about I can trust God to 30,000 orphans.
当乔治穆勒刚刚开始向神祈求的时候，他并没有想到将来他要抚养30,000多孤儿。
But God answered that first prayer and it began a life of trust.
但是神回应了他的第一个祈求，并且带领他这一生的路。
So after we pray and we give supplication, thirdly, we're called to give thanksgiving.
第三个就是要感谢。
Certainly, our Father in heaven enjoys his children saying thank you.
我们天上的父非常喜悦他的孩子说谢谢。
I'm reminded of the story about Jesus in Luke chapter 17.
我们想到耶稣在路加福音17当中的例子。
And it says that as Jesus was traveling on the border of Israel and Samaria,
当时耶稣在那个犹大和撒玛利亚的边境行走。
10 lepers who were unclean began to cry out to Jesus.
有十个患麻风的病人向他大声呼喊。
And they shouted, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
他说耶稣基督啊，怜悯我们。
And Jesus gave one simple instruction.
耶稣只做了一个指示。
Go show yourselves to the priest.
他说你们去把你们自己给那些神父。
And on their way, they became cleansed and were healed.
结果他们在回来的路上就已经得洁净了。
And one of them, after receiving the healing, came back and thanked Jesus for what he had done for him.
其中有一个人又回来找到耶稣基督，谢谢他治愈了他。
And Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9?"
耶稣说，不是有十个患病的人吗？那其他九个人在哪里？
Has no one returned to give praise except for this one?
难道除了这一个，没有其他人回来说感谢吗？
And he's even a foreigner, an outcast, a Samaritan.
而这个人甚至都是一个外邦人，是个撒玛利亚人。
This is convicting.
这是很令人信服的一个例子。
to return to give thanks. Where are the other nine? Jesus asked.
所以只有一个人回来感谢耶稣，其他六九个人在哪里呢？
I think that's a common problem that we are slow to ask, eager to ask, slow to appreciate.
呀，这也是我们今天常常有的问题。求的时候呢，就是急急忙忙；感谢的时候呢，慢慢吞吞。
And I don't think these other nine were doing it out of a sense of entitlement or malice.
我想其他几个人没有感谢，并不是说理所当然，或者是说怀着恶意。
But like most of us, we get through one crisis in our life, and then what happens? Another set of circumstances comes around that's challenging.
但是就像我们今天一样，我们刚刚度过一个难关，在生活中间，其他的问题又来了。
And so we simply move on to the next thing.
所以我们就是直接就往下一个目标走。
And we forget to give thanks.
然后我们忘记要向神说感谢。
But our reminder from Paul,
但是保罗提醒我们说
and from Jesus,
还有耶稣也提醒我们说
is to give thanks to the Lord,
要我们要把我们的感谢献给神
for his grace and provision in our lives,
是他给我们的恩典和供应
and also for the specific answers to prayer,
以及他回应我们的祷告。
And so after we pray, give supplication with thanksgiving, what is the result?
所以我们祷告祈求和感谢以后结果是什么呢
Well, it's peace.
是平安
The result is the peace of God that surpasses all understanding.
那神给我们的平安是出人意外的平安
This word peace is interesting.
这个平安这个词非常有意思
It gives the image of soldiers that are guarding a fortress.
他给我们的一个图像好像说一群士兵在守护一个城军事要堡
and so as we pray we see here that the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds
所以当我们说神的平安在我们心里的时候就好像看到这个士兵在守护我们的心
and so as we pray the Lord begins to work in our hearts and our lives
当我们祷告的时候神就开始在我们的心里边在我们的生活当中
工作 and the Spirit begins to calm our hearts and give us peace
圣灵就开始在我们的心里边成就让我们能够安静下来
and this guards our lives, guards our hearts
这样对我们的心对我们生活的守护
from those worries and anxiety that would steal our joy
这样的我们的焦虑就会焦虑就会驱走我们就平静下来充满喜乐
NowHave you ever seen an armored truck?
大家有没有看过那个全副武装的卡车
Armored trucks are used by banks and businesses in order to transfer their money from their safes into the bank.
就是当银行或者是商业机构他们要把钱从一个地方转到另一个地方的时候呢就会用这样的武装的卡车
In America, usually there's two men that are the guards for the truck.
在美国这样的看护这些车的通常是两个警卫
and they usually have a gun, a firearm that's on their waist, on their hip.
他们通常也佩戴枪
and so people don't like to bother them.
所以我们不想去打扰他们
Now, when I was on a mission trip last year to China,
我去年去中国有一趟宣教旅行
we were in Xi'an,
我们在西安
and I saw an armored truck.
我也看到这样一辆武装车
and they had guards.
也有警卫
but they had like five guards, not two.
不过他们警卫是五个人，不是两个。
And they didn't have these small little guns, no.
可是他们没有那种枪。
They had machine guns.
没有。
And they had their guns out, and they were guarding that truck.
他们用机枪来保护这个车。
I'm like, in China, no one's going to be stealing money, that's for sure.
所以在中国，那可以肯定没有人会去偷这些钱。
But this is the same imagery that Paul's trying to give.
但是这就是保罗在这里向我们描绘的一幅图。
These security guards guard money. The security guards guard money.
这些警卫呢，他们是看护钱。
But the Holy Spirit guards our heart.
但是圣灵来看护我们的心。
After we give our request to Him and after we receive His peace.
当我们向神祷告从他里得到平安的时候
and it gives us confidence from within
这样就让我们的内心里边有一种信心
a quiet confidence
这样从神那里得到了信心
a confidence that we have regardless of circumstances, people or things
这种信心不会因为外面的事情或者人而产生变化
and so as we look at this passage
我们读这段经文的时候
being anxious for nothing
应当一无挂虑
but we pray with supplication give thanksgiving
神说我们只要祷告祈求
and we receive God's peace
然后我们就得到神给我们的平安
well what's the application
那应用是什么呢
this is the easiest application I've ever given
这是所有的应用里边 我讲过的最容易的
It's pray
就是祷告
We're called to pray
神要我们来祷告
And we all know we're supposed to pray
我们也都知道是我们应当祷告
But it's easy sometimes to forget
但是这个很容易忘记
Or to have other strategies to help alleviate our stress and anxiety
或者我们用其他的方法来减轻我们内心的忧虑
Before I was a pastor, I worked in banking.
我做牧师以前就在银行系统工作。
And I worked in New York City for Bank of America.
我在纽约的美国银行工作。
And we used to do these really $1 billion loans to companies.
我们当时给这些公司的贷款都可能达到10亿左右。
And we made a lot of money, but it was very stressful.
我们赚的钱很多，可是压力很大。
And so I had learned that tropical fish help alleviate stress.
结果我发现，当我看那些热带鱼的时候，大概能帮助我减轻。
And I've had a fish tank for 20 years, and so I had fish.
所以我有一个鱼缸，已经20年了，所以我也有一样。
And I thought I would try this technique.
所以我想说，我试试这些
方法。So one day I was really just wound up.
有一天我真的快要崩溃了。
And I put a chair in front of the tank.
所以我就拉一把椅子坐在鱼缸前
And I just admired the fish.
我真的是在那里羡慕这些鱼。
What a stress-free life. Those fish had it good.
这些鱼的生活多么的无忧无虑啊。
And I would say after watching the fish for 20 minutes that I did get a little bit more peaceful.
我看了这些鱼大概有20分钟我真的也得到一点平安。
But it didn't really help all that much.
但是呢作用也不是很大。
But then I began to pray.
然后我开始祷告
And I began to ask God about working through the situation that I was living through.
然后我求神能帮助我能够度过眼前这些难关
And I prayed for my boss and my colleagues and our clients.
就为我的老板为我的同事为我的顾客祷告
And that God would alleviate my and all of our stress.
然后神就帮我卸下所有的顾虑
And it was through the prayer that I experienced relief.
是通过祷告，我才真的得到释放。
I guess you can sell more magazines talking about fish than prayer.
我想你也许看到一些杂志说你们是看鱼的，不是祷告。
But I can testify.
但是我可以向你们证明。
And I think many of you could give testimony of how prayer works in our life as we trust the Lord.
那你们当中也有很多人可以证明说，向神祷告才能够帮助我们卸下顾虑。
And so we're called to pray.
所以神让我们祷告
And I don't think oftentimes when we think of prayer we think about individual prayer and that we see throughout scripture
我们谈到祷告的时候常常会想到是个人祷告圣经上也这么说
Jesus went to a quiet place a lonely place to pray
因为耶稣也是独自去一个地方祷告
We're to pray not on the street corners but we're to pray in our private rooms
圣经还说你不要站在街角祷告你要在自己的暗室里祷告
But we also see Jesus teaching about prayer and the apostles and disciples praying in the context of groups
但是我们也看到圣经和耶稣和使徒都教导我们说大家要众人聚在一起来祷告
And so I think it's oftentimes good to pray with others
所以我想常常和其他人一起祷告是很好的
Praying with friends
和朋友一起祷告
Praying with family members
和家人一起
Praying with our fellowship
和团契
Praying with our church on our Wednesday prayer meeting
也来教会星期三晚上的一起祷告
And as we pray together we can be encouraged by how the Lord's working not only in our lives but also in the lives of our community.
当我们一起祷告的时候我们就看到神不仅在我们的生活当中也在我们的社区当中工作我们就能从中得到鼓励。
Is life free of anxiety and worry possible?
有没有可能说我们的生活里面没有任何忧虑呢?
Yes.
是有可能。
It's not necessarily the easiest to attain.
这个不太容易能做到。
But we have the resources in being able to go to our loving Heavenly Father.
但是我们可以来到我们的天父面前。
And that through His grace,
借着他的恩典,
As we seek him in prayer,
as
we lay our request before him, he will meet our needs,
and
he will enable us to live a life characterized by joy and thanksgiving. I love the words of the hymn that we sang earlier today.
我们今天有一首歌的歌词我很喜欢。
What a friend we have in Jesus.
耶稣是我们的恩友。
All our sins and griefs to bear. First one. All our sins and griefs to bear.
耶稣背负我的罪，担负我的忧。
And this is the part that gets good. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
那我们如果能够把我们的一切交托在神面前，是何等的有福呢？
What a peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear.
何等权利能将万事带到主恩座前求。
And often we do. We do forfeit peace and we experience pain.
很多。
All because we do not carry.
很多时候我们失去平安也白白受苦都是因为我们没有向神祷告
Everything to God in prayer
我要把一切带到神的面前向他祈求
Let's seek our Lord
好我们来寻求神
Father we thank you that you are our loving Heavenly Father
天父我们谢谢你是爱我们的天父
We thank you that we have a friend in Jesus
谢谢你耶稣是我们的恩友
And that through his death and sacrifice,
借着他的死和他的牺牲,
we can have reconciliation with you,
我们能与你和好,
and we can come before you to the throne of grace,
我们可以来到你的施恩的宝座前,
carrying and bringing before you all of our concerns and needs, problems,
将我们的一切的忧虑,我们的挣扎,我们的问题都带到你面前,
and in fact, we know from scripture that even Jesus,comes along beside us and intercedes on our behalf.
我们在圣经里读到说，甚至耶稣也在天上，在宝座前为我们代求。
And so we thank you for this reminder by the Apostle Paul.
我们谢谢你在保罗这封书信里面提醒我们。
That we should pray.
我们应当祷告。
That we should give supplication.
我们应当祈求。
And that we should give thanksgiving.
我们应当感谢。
Because you are a great God who is working in our lives.
因为你是个伟大的神在我们的生命当中
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Amen
奉耶稣基督的圣名 Amen, Amen.